got a real special treat in our mailbag the other week, and it's a pretty big mailbag, but this one just rose to the top right away. A new disc called King of My World from one of our favorites. He's here tonight. He's got mandolins. He's got fiddles. He's got jokes. He's got wild shirts. He's a three-time great.
What do you say? I make my living with a hillbilly fiddle, just a playing little runs with a funny little fill. Well, I got me gal from a playing on the fiddle, and the harder that I fiddle, the harder that she comes along. But we gotta get happy when we wiggle in the middle. That's when I know I wanna come home. Fiddle play. Song with the band in the middle. And I knew when I wrote it that I'd written it for the fiddle. Play fiddle, play all day long. I hear you screaming at me way far away in the yard. This song with a band in the middle. And I knew when I wrote it, I had it written for the fiddle. Fiddle.
go play all day long. I hear you screaming at me way far away in the yard.
John Hartford song.
Okay.
Sitting here in my problem, what am I gonna do now? Well, am I gonna make it some way, somehow? Well, maybe I'm not supposed to know. Maybe I'm supposed to cry. And if nobody knows the way I feel, that'll be alright, it'll be okay, cause I'm gonna make this world a better place. I'm gonna keep that smile on my face. I'm gonna teach myself how to understand. I'm gonna make myself a better man. Wall. Is anybody gonna save me? Are they gonna let me fall? Well, I don't really want to know. I'll just hold on the best I can. And if I fall down, I'll just get back up. It'll be all right. It'll be okay. I'm gonna make this world a better place. I'm gonna keep that smile upon my face. I'm gonna teach myself how to understand. I'm gonna make myself a better.
music lovers. That's your presidential wave. Yes, I'm going to run again in 04. We'll talk about that a little later. How's it going out there? Are you having a beautiful day at the Merle Fest? Well, we thank you for being here. Beautiful weather. And we know that no matter what the weather is, you people will tough it out here at Merle Fest. So we thank you for being here tonight. What a fine evening. Got a new record out. I know what you're saying. Is it 6 years already? Well, yes, it is. It's called King of My World. And really, shouldn't we all be the king or queen of our world? If you're not, something's wrong. So, hey, man, let's have a great weekend here at Merle Fest. Here's an old timer. Traveled o'er this country wide, seeking fortune fair. Up and down both coastlines, I've traveled everywhere. From Portland East to Portland West and all along the line. I'm going now to the place that's best, that old hometown of mine. Oh, 8 more miles to Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road, I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. I'd have a gal somewhere that you like best of all. Mine comes down from Louisville, she's a little hand, she's small. She's the kind you just can't find, a rambling through the land. I'm on my way this very day to win her heart and hand. Oh, 8 more miles to Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. I can picture in my mind the place we'll call our home. That's right, but that love side is in them bluegrass fields. Where's Jennifer Bulls, the Ohio, by a place called Louisville. Oh, 8 more miles to Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road, I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. Paul Jones tune.
Hey, we're getting warmed up. You guys have been warmed up for hours. We're catching up with you. Here's a tune that was featured, or is featured, I should say, on the DVD from the Merle Fest last year. Also featured on our new album. Yes, I'm so old. They're albums to me. CDs, perhaps, to you. This is called They Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone.
want to save my money. They're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Someday I'm gonna draw my own fat money. I'm gonna nail it to the wall. Ride my course, dream a life to save my money. They're gonna miss me when I'm gone. They're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Yeah. They're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I know what you're thinking. He's finally going to get in tune for the first time. Thank you. Tell you, we're talking about this new CD, so we're going to do a few more off of that thing for you. This one written by John Pinnell and myself. You know John from writing great songs for Alison Krauss and playing bass in Union Station. And this tune inspired by my wife Lynn reading a book by a lady named Jill Connor Brown. Some of you girls know this. It's called The Sweet Potato Queen's Book of Love. And there's a variety of these books. In one of her books, she talks about the phrase, and I think of it really as a Southern phrase, but it's probably done everywhere, but we hear it a lot in these parts, the phrase, bless his heart. Because you know what's going to follow or precede that statement, bless his heart. So this kind of got good to us, and the lyrics are inspired by that book. The music is inspired by Little Feet, so this is called Bless His Heart. Bless his heart.
the Potato Queen. It's a southern thing. We know we shouldn't say it, but we can't help ourselves. If you must say something good, we'll go and sit by yourself. Had a hillbilly band for 18 years. We had a lot of fun, we cried a few tears. Got a new band, we played some shows on our own. I heard a lady say on her way home, she said, bless his heart. To good play, bless his heart, honey, please don't say he used to look so young, now he's old and never way. Bless his heart today, yeah, bless his heart today, bless his heart, that's what we say. You can say what you want about whoever you want, bless his heart today, you can say what you want about whoever.
Bless his heart. Oh, God.
Yeah, baby. Let's tell you who these good-looking boys are up here. Well, along with the other two. We have for you, friends, on the guitar, originally from Dallas, Texas. Hold your applause, please, for Texas. Let's go on with the show. Can't be stopping for time. And he's played with a lot of folks. You've probably seen him around for years. He played for about 10 years with Marty Stewart. He's played upon occasion for Mr. Earl Scruggs, and he'll be doing that tomorrow night. You don't take our word for it. Take Earl's word for it, all right? And on occasion plays with Mr. Billy Bob Thornton. And really, it's through that musical association that he has developed the language of Carl. Carl Childers from Sling Blade. Carl, what do you think about Merlefest and all the activities here tonight, buddy?
All right, Dan. It's good to be down here in Wilkesboro, South Carolina. It is South Carolina, isn't it? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was down there walking down to the festival today. And an old boy came up there with a five-string banjo. Yes, sir. I don't like five-string banjo. No, sir. Yes, sir, he started to play a song. Thought I might like it. Something maybe that my mom and daddy may have taught me down there in the basement. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't recall what the name of it was, but I didn't care for it. No, sir. It made me quite angry. Yes, sir. I took my sling blade out and cut his head plumb off right there. Yes, sir.
That's all I got. Thank you, Carl. No, really, we really do want to play here next year. And well, a wonderful musician and singer and picker and writer from Dallas, Texas. This is Mr. Brad Davis. Thank you very much. Back here on the drums, originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Spent 27 years, Las Vegas, Nevada, with Siegfried and Roy. What? It could have happened. All right, would you believe 12 years on the Grand Ole Opry with Porter Wagoner? Would you believe one time, Bela Fleck, sweet, charming young man that he is, looked at this guy and said, "Off my foot, buddy." So give it up for a fine musician. He can play any kind of music. Every night we pick with him is a joyful occasion. Mr. Chris Brown. I know, I wish we had time for that. Doggone it. But I got to think, somewhere in the world, ZZ Top's probably playing tonight, and I bet they're not doing any of our licks for fun. Just a thought, I could be wrong. And on the bass fiddle, the bass guitar, the five-string, the four-string, the fretless, great harmony singer. Other than that, not a lot going for him. We are from the same hometown, which is Bowling Green, Kentucky. The Everly Brothers Live Friends, we're here to tell you. But this man, we got to hear a joyful thing. We got to hear Hot Tuna today. Yeah, baby. We got to hear Jack Cassidy play. But shoot, we even went to the same high school. Of course, he graduated. And finest musicians you're ever going to meet, Mr. Byron House. I thought I was in Skinner for a minute, man. Hey, here's an instrumental off this new record we want to do for you. And unlike most instrumentals, if you would like to participate, it has an audience participation section. And Byron and Brad and I'll basically show you where it is. We don't really have to go into it before the song. Oh, sure, I should have called it Tales from the Cosmic Elephant Part 7. But no, this is called Bananas.
I took it all in, like time takes forever, like the dream that you never believe to come.
people been to the festival all 4 days? Okay, just checking. See where you are there. Let's do an old time one here.
North Carolina, I did go down there, a very young maid, and her name I did not know. Cheeks a rosy red, on her breast she wore my quilly, where I long to lay my head. I don't want a greenback dollar, I don't want
Hey, we got a couple of guys that work so hard with us every night. Love to acknowledge them and thank them for working so hard with us. On the Out Front Sound from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, we love him to death, Mr. Rick Martini. Hey, let's have a martini. Come on. And running the stage sound for us, our road manager from Louisville, Kentucky. Yes, 8 more miles to Louisville. That means Rob Stokes is working for us. Mr. Rob Stokes, thank you very much, Rob. And
Friends, we don't take for granted getting to play at Merle Fest. This is a privilege, and we appreciate it very much. And I've been fortunate to be at every Merle Fest so far. And but when we first started out, all the pickers knew Merle personally and loved him. And now it's grown into such a wonderful festival. But I always got to say, don't ever forget about Mr. Eddie Merle Watson, one of the greatest pickers that ever lived. We're doing this one for Merle tonight. Here's a tune. One time I saw Buddy Guy and Junior Wells, and Junior Wells said, "Here's a tune, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't like it, act like you like it." At least I give credit to who I steal these things from. But we want to thank all the folks at Merle Fest. You can't believe how hard they work and how long, how many months in advance this goes on for them to bring you such a fine show. And we appreciate all you folks. Thanks. So here's an instrumental originally done back in, I recorded this, I think, 1983. I know what you're saying. Yeah, my mom really likes you. Well, no, she doesn't. But it was originally kind of more of an acoustic thing. We got to messing around with it, a sound check last year, and it got kind of good to us this way, so we're featured Brad on the electric. By the way, this is a very traditional instrument. It's a 1956 Fender mandolin. So in 2 years, it's 50 years old. But here's a tune that we're going to have some fun with, and thank you all very much for listening to us. It's been our treat. We're going to be around tomorrow and Sunday, so we hope to meet a whole bunch more of you. Oh, by the way, I'm going to go up by where they sell the records and do a little signing in a little bit. So come on up. We'd love to say hello to you. Here's a tune called Funk 55. We'll be right back.
best friends, Pat Davis on the acoustic and electric guitars, Chris Brown and his drums of renown, and Byron House on the bass.
Sam Bush! Tearing it up. Oh, no. Oh, quick, get him out of here. Tearing it up on the electric mandolin. We hope he'll be all right. Sam Bush. What a hot band, huh? King of My World is the new one from the Sam Bush Band. You heard a bunch of them tonight from the album. He'll be signing copies at the old Merlefest Mall. In a few minutes, as soon as he makes his way over there. But I wonder if he could come out for another one.
We do appreciate it. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. And we're going to see you on different stages from time to time. Thanks for having us. Here's an old Stanley Brothers tune we can jam on a little bit for you. A what? Brad Davis, Chris Brown, and Byron House, and of course, I'm Jimmy Martin. Thank you.
Jimmy Martin, a.k.a. Sam Bush. Bless his heart. Multi-Emmy winner, Grammy winner, all sorts of things. Sugar Hill Recording artist, King of My World's a new one. Nice job, guys.
And they're on their way to the Merle Fest Mall.